Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Okay, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I am Vince Quinn here with you, and obviously Game 5 of the Finals just wrapped up the other day, and with Game 6 on the line, who better to talk to than the national sports writer with us at CBS Sports, David Shepard. Shep, what's up, bud?
Vince, did you see that game on Friday? I mean, are you kidding me? You want to talk about giving the NBA fan the ultimate treat and basically just extending the Chris Paul conversation to going at all the 29 other teams? That was amazing.
Yeah, it was an incredible game, and it got me in trouble, actually, because I'm sitting there, I'm playing a card game with my girlfriend in the living room, and the TV's on, and it's supposed to be on in the background, but it was constantly right. Like, hey, Vince, look at me, we're playing, come on, hey, bring it on back to earth here, and I was like, no, this game's incredible, I don't know what to tell you, so, yeah, an incredible game five.
Did you stop playing the card game? That's the real question.
Oh,
at
yeah.
At what point did you throw down the card?
No, it was, I want to say with about 5 minutes left in the third quarter, I just lost all focus whatsoever. I just couldn't. I was totally non-functional within the game. I dragged it out at least five times as long as it should have been. So it was worth
right.
it. It was worth it. Don't get
right.
me wrong. Because it was a hell of a game. And let's get into it, right? Because like now that we're five games in, it's been a crazy series. There's a lot of stuff going on around it. What is the story of this series so far, five games in, Shep?
The story of the game. Well, first of all, LeBron James is just cementing his legacy, you know, even more so. Forget the fact that, you know, he's 35 years old. It's the wear and tear. It's the mileage he's put on his body. The fact that the next game he plays, Vince, it is going to be game number 260 in the postseason. You know what that means?
Okay. What does that mean?
This means he's going to eclipse Derek Fisher as the all-time leader in postseason games. And by the way, Vince, this is a guy who has said time and time again he hopes to play until his son, Bronbon, gets into the NBA. So what that means is we might be talking about a guy that plays more than 100 postseason games than anybody else in the history of the game, not to mention the international success that LeBron James has had. Now, with all that being said, he's got to give LeBron his due, but the story to me is Jimmy Butler a guy you are all too well accustomed to, given the fact that your franchise basically showed him the door last season?
Yeah.
He is absolutely the story of these NBA Finals. And by the way, you got to be kicking yourself right now, and Brett Brown is out of a job because of that.
Well, yeah, everything with the Sixers is dumpster fire. Like, even the way they bring in Doc Rivers, and you go, wow, they brought in this great coach. But here, just a quick summary of the Sixers situation was like, hey, we're going to change our front office. And then they go, okay, so we're going to get rid of these guys. We're going to conduct a coaching search. They hire Doc Rivers, and then as soon as they announce that he's hired, they go, by the way, we're keeping everybody. Like it's been such a clown show. So yeah, seeing all the Jimmy Butler stuff makes it worse. Yeah.
Wait. I got to give you a little pushback here. You're telling me a great coach gives up a 3-1 lead in the 90s, and then in the 2000s, and excuse me, it was 2000 when he was the Magic coach.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. He's given up three different 3-1 series in which he was up, had the favorite in terms of the talent for his respective team, and found a way to lose the series. And the only reason he won, by the way, is because he had 4 Hall of Famers. And you're telling me that guy's a great coach? That's the guy you want in Philadelphia right now?
Have you seen Brett Brown?
My perspective is not
so good. No, and because the other option is like Mike D'Antoni, who would be playing with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and like those guys aren't a fit for a system, and the ownership didn't want Ty Lue. It was just like the whole thing was, I would have taken Ty Lue gladly, but out of the three, Doc Rivers is a totally fine, above expected solution for the Sixers, so I take it. That's where I'm at.
But that's like saying you're going to get rid of, you know, the A-list guy in your movie, Paul Shore, and just exchange him for Brendan Fraser. That doesn't mean it's going to sell out, you know, in terms of movie tickets and be a box office success.
Well, it probably won't be. I mean, just based on the history of the Sixers, I have no reason to believe it's going to work. And that's why, you know, again, everybody looks at Jimmy Butler. And for me, I just look at the Miami Heat as a whole and I go, you know, that's a well-run organization. Like, they get it. No wonder he's doing well over there.
Yeah. And you know, listen, I mean, here's the really impressive thing about this. And look, I mean, all right, honestly, have you ever heard of Duncan Robinson previous to 9 months ago?
No.
Have you heard of Kendrick Nunn?
No, hadn't.
Okay. Now, have you heard of J.R. Smith?
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of J.R. Smith.
Right. Now, have you heard of Jared Dudley?
Yes.
Okay, here's the point. Those guys have been proven NBA starters. J.R. Smith, a championship shooting guard as a starter. Jared Dudley, a guy that has been in the NBA since 2007 and has been serviceable every single stop he has made. And they don't play. They do not play. JaVale McGee was a starting center on 2 NBA title teams. I don't care if he's the Luke Longley of his generation. He doesn't play. The guy, or I should say the multiple guys, both undrafted, by the way, Vince, you have never heard of, nor has really 99.9% of guys that even do what you do. You would have to be an NBA aficionado to know who those two guys are. You have to be an NBA aficionado to know that Duncan Robinson played at Williams. He played at Williams, Vince. And somehow, these are two of the top 5 players for that Miami Heat squad in the NBA Finals.
It's crazy.
And you want to talk about Jimmy Butler not being a superstar? Because that was the conversation and the dialogue going into these NBA Finals. And I heard it from so many people on national level and local levels. The story to me is a very, very long-winded, but I'm going to encapsulate it with this. Jimmy Butler is the best story we have seen in over a decade in terms of leading a team to an NBA Finals. And I'll tell you something else, man. And I include the 2007 Cavaliers in this conversation. This is the least talented team I have ever seen in an NBA Finals. And somehow, they've taken it to at least 6 games.
Let me ask you about this. And we're talking with David Shepherd, who is a national sports writer here with us at CBS Sports Radio. Is I got to ask you about the shot at the end of the game, Shep. What did you make? LeBron driving down, kicks the ball to Danny Green, misses the shot. Is that on LeBron? Is that on Danny Green? The takes are everywhere. Where do you stand?
So I can't fault Danny Green for missing that shot. And I'm going to tell you why. If you look at what LeBron James did, he left his feet. And because he left his feet when he made that pass, Danny Green had to bend down. And so that forced him to be out of rhythm. If you look at the majority of baskets that Danny Green has made throughout his 11-year NBA career, it's when he is in rhythm, specifically when he is at the wing. That is his bread and butter. Now I fault LeBron James because LeBron James is one of the most intelligent basketball players we've ever seen, right? So with that blame also comes the accolades. And so he's going to get all the accolades. He's going to be on the Mount Rushmore when he wins. And when his team loses, he is going to have to shoulder the majority of the blame, if nothing else, because he's one of the 5 greatest players to ever live. And he lost to a team that may not have a Hall of Fame player, not a single Hall of Fame player. Now, having said that, Vince, and this is what I don't understand. This is the era of today's NBA players. Why are you shooting 3, Vince? How much are you down by?
Well, yeah, they're down a point, right?
So why are you shooting the 3? Let me ask you a question. Anthony Davis, I understand he was a little hobbled. Can anybody guard Anthony Davis on the floor?
No.
Okay, so if you're Danny Green and you're 11 years in, you played at North Carolina, you won a national championship, you won a title in Toronto, right? You won a title with the San Antonio Spurs. You've been around the best organizations. You got to make a more heads-up, more intelligent, more, I would want to say, adept decision. And I understand it's split. You know, it's absolutely, you know, it's a split-second decision. I get all that. But you got to find a way to get that ball in the paint. You got to find a way to get that in Anthony Davis' hands, a guy that was shooting 67% from the field. And I understand he disappeared at times. But that was a bad decision on LeBron's part to leave his feet and make a bad pass, and it was a bad decision for Danny Green to take that shot, knowing it was a bad pass.
Well, hold on, Shep. I got it, because here's the thing, Shep. He had the whole floor. Yeah. He was in the gym at him, by himself at 3 in the morning. There was nobody there. He was wide open. He's got to take that shot, right? Like, what would happen to Danny Green if he passes that ball to somebody else?
Vince, let me ask you a question. Who were the great efficient scorers in that game? If you look at the L.A. Lakers, who was hot that game?
Well, LeBron was killing it, and he was the guy at the end of the game that was driving and making things happen, and he was the reason why they took the lead there. But, I mean, he's wide open, Shep. He did the whole floor to himself. I can't fault him for that. I can't fault LeBron for that. I look at Danny Green, I go, he just had missed the shot. It was a perfect shot. He just missed it.
Vince, how many threes did he make that game?
I have no idea. How many threes did he make that game?
I could be wrong on this. It wasn't more than two. You shoot that if you're in rhythm. I don't care if you're wide open. Now, who's the guy that was hot? The third guy, if you had to just off the top of your head, who was the third best player for the Lakers in that game?
Third best player?
He was wide open on the wing. He was wide. Thank you. And so if you're Danny Green, you got to make one more swing. But by the way, Vince, I want to say he shot that, what, with 7 or 8 seconds to go? Now, you can tell me all you want that he's wide open, but sometimes the best shot is the shot that's in rhythm, and Danny Green was not in rhythm. Vince, the shot wasn't close.
He could have done the electric slide. He could have had all the rhythm in the world. He could have been doing a disco. Whatever kind of rhythm you want, he had all the time, and the whole floor, and he just blew it. I mean, it's crazy.
Vince, maybe another time, a shooter took a great shot in rhythm. Now, what my mind goes to, and correct me if I'm wrong, the guys I think of in terms of role players that hit the dagger to win a championship, Steve Kerr and John Paxson, it's ironic because they both played with Michael Jordan, who everyone says was just a scorer. But those guys, when they hit those shots, did they have a bad pass come to them? Were any of those bad passes?
I don't think so. But it could have been a terrible throw. I mean, he could have had to reach for it. Like, you know how when you're doing the one-on-ones in basketball and you're trying to screw up a guy who keeps making it the line, so you roll the ball out so he's got to change his feet? Like, it could have been something like that, and he still should have been able to. There was nobody there, man.
Vince, but here's the thing, though. There's a reason why you're so wide open. You know, look, it's not like they were hedging toward him, right? It's not like there was a guy who was basically, like, you know, fronting the whole time. There's a reason why Danny Green was open. I'm sorry, if you're Danny Green, I don't care how many threes you made. You're not that guy.
You got to bring
that to Kentavious. You got to. Kentavious is the third best player. Danny Green, by the way, when's the last time he made a big shot?
I guess it's been a while, and it's not going to look any. People aren't going to spend a lot of time digging in his favor now, so it's going to be tough for Danny Green. But Shep, let me ask you this, right? Because now, regardless of what happened at the end of the game, there, the fact is the Lakers did lose, right? Morris gets the ball, he throws it to the moon. It's a terrible end of the game for them, and so who's winning the series? Like, are the Lakers taking this in Game 6? Is it going 7? Like, how do you see this playing out?
Well, the thing is, I don't know. I mean, that's my honest answer. I mean, I'm just guessing, right? Because I can tell you that if you look at the Lakers, besides AD and LeBron, right, they shot 33% from the field. Ugh. So you've got to assume that guys like Caruso and, you know, guys like even, you know, Kentavious, who could have shot a little better, guys like Rondo, guys like Kuz, you got to figure they're going to step up their game. But are you going to assume next time that AD and LeBron are going to go for 68 points on 67% shooting and basically they have two-thirds of the Lakers' point? I don't know about that. Are you telling me a 35-year-old is going to go for 40, 13, and 7? You know, becoming just one of four guys to do that at any age? That's not going to happen again. So they wasted a great game from LeBron. And on the other hand, Jimmy Butler played all-time great. right? Because I believe that's the second game in this event. You want to hear a statistic?
Yes.
There are six 35-point triple doubles in NBA Finals. There's six of those games. Okay, Jimmy Butler in the last week has had two of them. Jimmy Butler,
wow.
One third of the NBA games in Finals history when a guy goes 35-10-10. Jimmy Butler has one third of them. By the way, you mind if I give you a couple more stats here?
Yeah, lay out a couple more, Shep. Let's go for it.
Okay, you ready? Jimmy, the average starter, aside from Jimmy Butler, so Jay, Bam, Duncan, right, and obviously the other rookie, Tyler Hero, although he did not play great, Jimmy, so they averaged over 37 minutes per game.
Mm-hmm.
So they were no slouches in terms of durability and minutes locked. Jimmy Butler had more assists than all of them combined. He obviously had a team-high 35 points. He was one rebound shy of the other four Heat starters. Obviously included in that is Bam Adebayo, a big man all-star, who was there for 38 minutes, so I don't want to hear that he was, hobbling or any of that. What I also know is they had seven steals. Jimmy Butler had five of them. What I also know is he also had the most blocks on that team. And by the way, to top it all off, to put a cherry on this fence, he shot the best from the field out of any Heat player. I've never seen a guy, and I include LeBron and Magic and Michael in this conversation, do everything, all facets of the game, as well as Jimmy Butler has done. Now, this originated from you asking me a question of who do I have in Game 6. And I'm telling you, I don't know, because we've never seen a guy like Jimmy Butler play like this in the finals, and we've also never seen a guy in year 17 play like LeBron has done. So it's anybody's game, but you're also getting such, hit and misses from the ancillary guy, and that's the problem. Now, Bam's going to play better. You're not going to have four rebounds from Bam again. Tyler Hero is going to play better. He's not going to score 12 points again. But I do believe, and this is the one point I'll make about coaching. If you're Frank Vogel, you got to shut your mouth at that podium. You can't poke the bear. Refs are human beings, too. And when you call them out in the league in their official two-minute report, find that you were right as referees, and you still got a coach who's criticizing and disparaging you, and the coach is wrong in his assessment, that's not a good look for a head coach. And you don't think that's going to spill over to Game 6? You don't think the refs going to have that in the back of their mind?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the refs have a long memory, that's for sure. So,
right.
Yeah, and you've got a lot stored in your brain there, Shep. David Shepherd, national sports writer with CBS Sports Radio. Shep, thanks so much, man.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, take it easy, brother.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.